This recording, Guangxi 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onorov, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an OU in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near a dark street tower. That air was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her keys and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that each goose began to charge around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Horizon, kept calling, "Comer, Comer," which Sarah thought was an old Chinese for a name. Comer was strong and huge, so it would take some force to chop her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then sing a tongue to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not fatal. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comer and give her a relaxing bath. Once, Sarah had managed to bath the goose. She wiped her off with a cloth and lay her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mr. Horizon, a millinery lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. "Hello, I come from a farmer family. I'm the second child in my family. I have an elder sister and a younger brother. My hometown is a small village, which lies in Xiashen Town, Pingxiang City, Guangxi Province. I like singing and dancing. I also like sports, such as basketball, volleyball, badminton, and so on. I am an ambitious girl. I believe that I can control my fate. I can reach my goal by my hard work." Hong Yi Ti Yip Ji Gong Hong Yi Xi Sip Jin Mo Yi Lok Fu Yu Pian Ji Yan Fong Loi Mo Yi Lok Fu Ni Mu Jin Ni Mu Yun Mo Yi Jin Zi Fu Ji Gong Wei Jin Ting Yin Ji Gong Su Sam Bak Yi Yan Yi Bi Ji Gong Su Mo Yang Zi Yu Mun Hao Ji Gong Kim Ji Hao Jie Xi Wei Nen Yong Ji Yu Chen Ma Gai Nen Yu Yong Mo Jin Ho Yi Be Fu Ji Gong Xi Qi So Yin Guan Qi So Yu Cha Qi So On Yin Yan So Zai Yin Yan So Zai